Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Communication Skills for Couples by Golden Hour. Publications is a relationship guide focused on the practical, day-to-day habits that help partners talk more clearly, argue more fairly, and feel emotionally safer with each other. Rather than treating conflict as a sign of failure, the book frames disagreement as a normal part of intimacy that can either damage trust or build it, depending on how couples respond. It emphasizes communication as a learnable skill, not a personality trait, and encourages readers to replace reactive patterns like defensiveness, criticism, and avoidance with structured tools for listening and speaking. The scope covers common pain points in long-term relationships, including recurring arguments, unmet expectations, emotional disconnection, and the challenge of staying close under stress. With an applied tone, the book aims to help couples move from misunderstanding to cooperation by improving how they express needs, manage emotions, and repair after conflict. It is positioned for couples who want a healthier relationship and a stronger marriage through consistent communication practices. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a shared communication foundation. A central theme is that couples improve communication fastest when they agree on a few shared rules and intentions before tensions rise. The book highlights how many fights are not really about the surface issue, but about feeling unheard, dismissed, or unsafe. A strong foundation starts with clarifying goals such as understanding first, solving second, and protecting respect even during disagreements. It also involves recognizing individual communication styles shaped by family history, stress responses, and past relationships. When partners understand that one person may pursue and the other may withdraw, or that one needs time to process while the other needs immediate reassurance, they can stop interpreting differences as rejection. The book encourages proactive check-ins that create predictability and reduce anxiety, especially for couples juggling work, parenting, or financial pressure. Establishing routines for discussing logistics, emotions, and relationship health can prevent small frustrations from becoming explosive. This topic also underscores the importance of accountability. Each partner takes responsibility for how they speak and listen, rather than focusing only on what the other is doing wrong. Over time, these agreements become a stabilizing framework that supports trust, closeness, and teamwork. Secondly, listening skills that reduce defensiveness and increase safety. The book treats listening as an active skill that can quickly change the emotional climate of a relationship. Many couples believe they listen, yet they are actually preparing rebuttals, correcting details, or trying to win the point. The guidance emphasizes shifting from debate mode to connection mode by using curiosity, reflection, and validation. Reflection means summarizing what you heard in your own words to confirm understanding, while validation means acknowledging that the other person's feelings make sense from their perspective, even if you disagree with conclusions. These behaviors lower defensiveness because they send a clear signal that the relationship is more important than being right. The book also addresses common listening blockers such as minimizing, problem-solving too soon, or turning the conversation back to yourself. Another practical angle is pacing, slowing the interaction down so the nervous system can settle, which makes empathy easier. Listening well includes asking clarifying questions, checking emotional meaning behind complaints, and noticing nonverbal cues like tone and posture. When partners feel listened to, they tend to speak more clearly and less harshly, which becomes a positive cycle. This topic ultimately positions listening as a form of care that strengthens emotional intimacy and makes conflict discussions more productive. Thirdly, speaking with clarity using needs, boundaries, and respectful language, improving communication is not only about hearing better, but also about expressing yourself without blame. The book encourages couples to replace vague criticism with specific, actionable requests and to separate observations from interpretations. Instead of global statements that trigger shame, partners are guided to describe concrete behaviors, name the emotional impact, and state the underlying need. This reduces escalation because it focuses on changeable actions rather than character attacks. The topic also includes healthy boundaries as a form of relationship protection, not punishment. Boundaries can cover tone, timing, and topics that require calm discussion, and they help couples prevent repetitive blow-ups. Another important point is emotional responsibility. Partners learn to own their feelings while still asking for support, which balances independence and connection. The book also addresses communication during stress, encouraging short, clear statements and avoiding loaded language when emotions run high. Respectful communication includes eliminating contempt, sarcasm, and scorekeeping, since these behaviors damage long-term trust. By practicing direct, kind expression, couples create fewer misunderstandings and make it easier to negotiate solutions. This topic supports a relationship culture where needs are expressed early and respectfully, reducing resentment and increasing mutual confidence. Fourthly, conflict resolution methods for recurring arguments. The book focuses on turning conflict into a structured process rather than an uncontrolled event. Many couples repeat the same fights because they address symptoms, not patterns. This topic emphasizes identifying triggers, recognizing escalation signals, and agreeing on rules for fair conflict. It promotes staying on one issue at a time, avoiding past dumping, and separating problem discussions from personal attacks. Another key element is repair, which includes acknowledging harm, offering sincere apologies, and rebuilding trust through follow-through. The book highlights that resolution is not only agreement, but also understanding and compromise that both partners can live with. Couples are encouraged to take timeouts when physiological arousal is high, then return at a planned time, so avoidance does not replace resolution. Practical problem solving can involve brainstorming options, evaluating trade-offs, and choosing a test plan rather than demanding a perfect answer immediately. The topic also covers managing differences that may never fully disappear, guiding couples toward acceptance, negotiation, and prioritizing connection. By learning repeatable steps, partners can reduce the intensity and duration of fights, recover faster, and prevent conflict from eroding affection. The result is a more stable partnership where disagreements lead to growth rather than distance. Lastly, deepening intimacy through emotional connection and daily habits. Beyond conflict management, the book emphasizes that strong marriages are built through consistent micro moments of connection. Intimacy grows when partners feel seen and valued, which requires attention to emotional bids, appreciation, and reliable support. The topic highlights how routines, stress, and technology can quietly reduce closeness, leaving couples functioning like roommates. Rebuilding intimacy involves intentional time, affectionate communication, and shared meaning in everyday life. The book points to gratitude and recognition as powerful tools because they counteract the negativity bias that develops during busy seasons. Emotional intimacy also depends on vulnerability, the ability to share fears, hopes, and needs without expecting rejection or ridicule. The guidance encourages couples to create safe spaces for these conversations, which can include scheduled check-ins or rituals that reinforce partnership. Another dimension is teamwork, aligning on responsibilities and expectations, so one partner does not carry invisible labor alone, which often becomes a hidden intimacy blocker. As couples practice better communication, they create more opportunities for warmth, playfulness, and sexual connection because the emotional environment feels safer. This topic positions intimacy as a practice, built through small, consistent choices that strengthen trust and keep love active. In conclusion, this book is best suited for couples who feel stuck in recurring misunderstandings, partners who avoid hard conversations, and married or long-term pairs who want to protect closeness while managing real-life pressure. It can also help engaged couples who want to build strong habits early, as well as individuals who want to show up more responsibly in their relationship. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate. Better communication reduces daily stress, improves cooperation, and creates a safer emotional home. When couples learn to listen with empathy, speak with clarity, and repair after conflict, they often experience more trust, more affection, and fewer arguments that spiral into personal attacks. Compared to many relationship books that stay inspirational or theoretical, this guide is positioned around skill building and repeatable tools that can be practiced in real conversations. Its focus on both conflict resolution and intimacy makes it useful beyond crisis moments, supporting long-term satisfaction and stability. Buying it is worthwhile for readers who want a structured approach that blends emotional awareness with actionable habits, helping the relationship feel like a team again rather than an ongoing negotiation. If you would like to support Golden Hour Publications, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.